Chapter 15. Thursday, May 17th, 7:50 a.m. Sandy stood at the kitchen sink, washing the same flower-bordered plate over and over again. Outside, the sun was shining. She had cracked the window to let in the fresh morning air, and now she could hear the sounds of her neighborhood preparing for a new day. Somewhere down the street, a lawn was being mowed. Probably Mr. McCabe. He was a retired school principal who took religious care of his yard. In June, people drove in from miles around just to admire his roses. A dog barked three or four houses over. Then came the sounds of a mother yelling for her child. Andy? Anthony? Maybe Andrea, the Simpsons' four-year-old daughter. Last Halloween, she dressed up as a cowboy. Not a cowgirl, she'd told everyone. A cowboy. Sandy really liked the child, even if she insisted on calling her Mrs. O'Grady, which made Sandy feel old. She turned the plate in her hand and rhythmically washed the back. When she and Shep had first moved into this neighborhood 11 years ago, they were one of the few couples with kids. Since then, the neighborhood had grown, and so had the families. There must be 5 toddlers on this block alone. 2 of the girls in Becky's class lived just 4 blocks over. There were a number of boys as well, though most of them were too young for Danny. Sandy had always thought that was a shame. It was so easy for Becky to find someone to play with, whereas Danny had to be driven to someone's house. That took planning. That took having a parent home to serve as chauffeur. Danny had never complained, though. He seemed content to read books or stay at school or play on the computer. Later in the evening, she'd sometimes go on walks with him around the neighborhood. They'd wave at the other families. Danny would check out houses with DirecTV. Or sometimes she'd walk and he'd ride his bike around her and show off stunts like riding no-handed for her amusement. She'd always liked those walks. She'd felt safe, passing through their modest community where everyone worked hard and knew one another's name. This morning, Sandy didn't feel comfortable enough to step outside to get the morning paper. She was too afraid people would stop and stare, and she wasn't sure which bothered her most, the looks of anger or of pity.